Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast, where we hope to inspire you to dream bigger, empower you to take charge of your own life, and challenge you to be your most authentic self. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic Podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings.
What are we holding here, Angie?
We have props today.
We do.
And these are our vision boards.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about vision casting.
We are. And if you're watching on YouTube and or you would like to see a little bit of what our vision boards look like, then jump onto YouTube and you can see them. So what is a vision board, Angie?
So a vision board is something that you can keep in front of you at all times. So basically, vision casting is the act of sharing a clear and inspiring vision for the future to motivate you to work towards a goal. So, right. And you know, one of the things about vision casting is, yes, you choose things to put on your board that are meaningful to you, right?
Sure.
They represent something that you want to do, want to accomplish.
Right.
But it is also a reminder, a way to keep you focused throughout the year, because while most of us are pretty good at creating something and thinking about the following year, it's that time of year when we're all doing that. And we start out the year all gung-ho, ready to go, and then we lose some traction throughout the year. So it's just a good reminder. Mine stays where I can see it every day. I know yours does as well.
It does.
And that's a really big, important piece of this.
It is. It's huge. And I think it really is the biggest reason you make a vision board. Because it makes you make it visual.
Yeah.
So you and I, last year, we did a podcast on business planning and how we each do it in our own business and our own lives personally. And we talked a little bit about, you know, putting it in front of us. But the biggest takeaway there is that it is not something you only think about. It is something you write down and you look at hopefully every day.
Right.
You and I look at ours every day, but it's okay if it's sitting at your desk and you only see it Monday through Friday. Obviously, it just depends on how you are motivated.
Right.
And I'm motivated by seeing something visual.
Yes.
So if I wrote down my goals and stuck them in a drawer and got them out in August and looked at them, I don't know what I would have accomplished, right? Because I'm not thinking about it.
Right.
It's mindfulness and being mindful of what those goals are.
Right.
So the vision board just adds to that.
It does. And normally throughout the year, I will, when I accomplish something, it comes off of my vision board. So the goal is at the end of the year that my vision board is blank because I've accomplished everything that I set out to accomplish. With the exception of, there are some things that are ongoing, right?
Sure.
It's not just you're planning for the next 12 months. You're trying to get a vision for what your future life looks like.
Of course.
So there are some things that either stay on my board in every year because they're that important to me, like fitness. Like I want to be very focused on my fitness and mindful of what those goals are. So something, there's always something on my vision board about that, and it just continues from year to year. There are a couple of things on my vision board, and I turn it around, but I like words as well. Words
Same.
Are meaningful to me, so I will cut out some things of just words, and those are words that inspire me, and so maybe those stay on my vision board for the following year, it's something that I know I want to accomplish or want to continue to be inspired by.
Right. And something I want to point out, because there are several different ways you can do this, and obviously you need to tweak this to whatever is going to best suit you, listeners. So, you know, if you don't like our ideas, get your own, make your own. But there's no right or wrong way to do this.
Yeah.
But comparing something you said to mine. So I have one at work and I have one at home. And they're different.
Yeah.
But they both could have similar things on them. And I don't take off something. I check it off.
Okay.
So at home, it's chalkboard.
Yeah.
And so as I do those things, I check them off with a great big check mark. Some bigger than others.
Yeah.
Depending on what it was. But In contrast, my vision board from last year that I did at the office has a lot of clipped out phrases and such. And two of the things I thought I would just point out, one of them says rest and relax, and one of them says life on the water. And those are constant reminders to me at the office of why I do what I do.
Right.
Because I work hard to earn money to pay for life on the water, right? Because I love the lake and I love to travel, go to the ocean. And rest and relax, in past years, I've not been very good at that. Okay. There have been some years of my life that I've had a hard time rest and relaxing just because of maybe what's going on or what I'm dealing with or anxiety or maybe work is just busy, busy, crazy, and it's just hard to rest and relax.
Right.
So I think those different phrases and words that you cut out and put on there don't necessarily have to be a check mark that I did that. And, you know, maybe by the end of the year, you could look back and reflect and say, oh my gosh, I took X number of vacations or I took this many days off or, you know, whatever that looks like for you. It can be a little bit different for each of us.
Right. I think it's interesting that we have to put rest and relax on our boards because I have the same.
Do you?
But, you know, it's
interesting
that we have to do that.
Remind ourselves.
Remind ourselves that we have to do that. But it is because it fills our, you know, that we become depleted and we lose energy and we must rest and relax. So it should be on your board.
Yes.
So as we said, no right or wrong way to do this. You know, you have to do what speaks to you.
Right.
Also, it's okay if there's blank spaces. There's blank spaces on mine. It doesn't have to be totally full. The one I have at home, I really like because it has cork in the middle. It has a list of the days of the week so I can do mini goals or whatever, you know.
And I love that.
I could put, you know, for the month of December, every Monday I want to whatever that might be. And then the other side is a place where I can use magnets and put my cutouts and that kind of thing on.
Yeah.
So I love the versatility of that type of
board.
I do too. But doesn't matter what type of board you have or what, you know, just make it something that inspires you.
Right.
So Tanya, let's talk about what kind of mindset we need to be in whenever we're starting to do our vision casting.
Okay. So one of the pointers that I want to give is that one of the first ways to get into the right mindset is to start dreaming. And we have, I think as adults, we have lost the ability to dream sometimes. And because of life circumstances, often our dreams get put in the back seat and they're nowhere near what we're really trying to accomplish every day, which might be survival, you know. And so I do think that you have to get in the right mind space. And one of the tips that I have is to get a piece of paper out before you ever get all your supplies together for your vision boarding. And this is much more fun to do with other people, I'll add that. But get a piece of paper out and spend some time with yourself and think about your maybe think about your year and what's happened in it. Make some notes, wins, losses. What have I given my energy to this year? Who have I given my energy to? Make some notes on it to kind of get you in the right mindset. And then when you're ready, start dreaming. Space off into a place like when we were children.
Become childlike,
Yeah, become childlike. And allow yourself to dream and have big, lofty dreams. Because as children, you ask them what they want to do for a job, and they say, I want to be an astronaut. Okay, well, you know, let's dream big like that. Because there's no parameters around a child's mind. And life, as adults, we start closing in those parameters of what is actually real life, right? And we know that it takes money to do all things and to dream sometimes. But this isn't about money. It's not about what you make. It's not about anything other than you first starting to dream a little and to write those dreams down.
Yeah, and I agree with all that and just reaching for the stars, if you will, because if you don't put it out there, it's not going to happen. We all know about manifesting. We know that if we truly focus on something, we can make it happen in our mm-hmm. life. And what we say and do is a result of the thoughts that we have. Mm-hmm. So be sure to dream big. And like I said, maybe it doesn't happen next year. But if it stays on your vision board, it's going to happen if you're continually focusing on it.
Right.
So, yes, as you get prepared to do that, I love that idea. Just get a piece of paper, start writing some things down. Get yourself unless you're doing it in a group setting, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But if you're doing this by yourself, make sure you're in a quiet place, someplace that's calm, and you can really reflect on the year that you've had, what you want to do. That's the way to really truly get in that dreaming mode, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get ready to move forward, mm-hmm. you need to make sure that you've got some supplies, because I hate to sit down to do my vision board. Oh, I forgot my scissors. Oh, I forgot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it just make it easy on yourself.
Exactly.
Collect the things that are meaningful to you. Family photos
yes.
of places you've been, whatever yes. the case may be. Collect those photos. Get some magazines so you can do some mm-hmm. cutouts. Make sure you have scissors, push pins, whatever you need, whatever, depending on what your board is,
mm-hmm.
magnets, so that you can have all the supplies right around you.
Exactly. Tape, glue, like the one that I've got here, we just use tape mm-hmm. for those. So we didn't right. go to a, you know, huge amount of trouble with finding some glue sticks and doing, you know, something special there. We just used
yeah.
tape.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's still held up all
yeah.
year long.
There you go.
They're still in there. So it doesn't have to be fancy. You know, you don't have to go all out. And a lot of these supplies are in drawers in your house.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to make said trip to Target, that's never a loss. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you can always find 20 other things you need there.
Right. You got to go there anyway. So,
and one of my other tips would be think about what motivates you when you are sitting down with all of your supplies. And as you're trying to define, okay, what do I want on this vision board or this dream board, if you will? If you think about what motivates you to work or achieve, that's also something that you could put, you know, cut out a picture, or mm-hmm. maybe you have a picture of what motivates you. My grandchildren and children motivate mm-hmm. me. So if I have a picture of them and I'm reminded of them every single time I look at this board,
mm-hmm.
I'm way more motivated to do whatever I need to do to make those things happen.
Right.
So.
And it probably also brings about feelings of gratitude, right? When you look at
sure.
your family photos, and gratitude is that dopamine hit that sometimes we need to get us to dream bigger.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's often been called art therapy, mm-hmm. where you tap into your deepest desires and feelings. And I mean, think about it. When you're sitting by yourself and you're looking at that vision board and you're either adding to or taking off,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is therapeutic.
It is.
Right?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, I would say that when you're going through magazines, let's say that your goal is to travel. Well, I have this really fun picture of an old like VW wagon piled high with stuff. And that just makes me smile when I
yeah.
see it. So make sure that the pictures that you use really do speak to you
yes.
in some way and make you smile or reflect back. Because when life gets harder, like in the middle of the year and things aren't going maybe your way,
mm-hmm.
you really want something that is going to be... that makes you smile or makes you think back to,
right.
oh yes.
Lighthearted.
Yes,
yes.
It reminds me to dream.
Yes,
so.
Agree.
Yeah.
So we've gathered all of our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our board. We have thought about what our goals are and at least probably recorded a couple of things we want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And then we set out and we start with the process. And it could take you 20 or 30 minutes, it could take you 2 hours. It doesn't matter. You could start on it tonight and finish it in 3 weeks.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Just finish it. And the most important thing when you're done is what?
Make sure you put it where you can see it.
Very good.
Yes. Oh,
that was a test, Angie.
Good, I passed.
You did.
Yeah.
Decide where it's going.
Where it's going to go. And it's really important. You know, a lot of people.
It is.
I've heard of people writing things on their bathroom mirror or putting their goal board by their bathroom mirror. I mean, we're all, you know, wherever you get ready in the morning, whatever, right. Yours is in your closet,
yep.
Right? So
yep.
You're going to your closet every morning to get dressed.
Every day.
And you're seeing it. And mine is in my spare bedroom, which has been turned into like my closet and dressing area.
Your ever so small closet you have. Yeah.
Exactly. So I definitely see it. But that's critical that you put it somewhere.
Absolutely.
That is strategic.
That yes, be very strategic about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to kind of segue into doing this professionally because there's a purpose behind doing it, period. But a lot of what we've just talked about is more on a personal basis.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go into why businesses do this sort of thing, Angie,
and what
it does for them.
Yeah, any organization can benefit from. We did it as an office this year for the first time. I know you've done it in your office a couple of different times. We actually did this exercise. We've always talked about goals at the office, but we actually did this exercise together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to hear the agents talk amongst themselves and help each other because if they were struggling with, I'm not sure what I, you know, that kind of thing, it was just good to hear them say, well, you know what? You're a high achiever. You've done so many things. You're an inspiration to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was good for them to hear that. So not only is this good to do in a group setting, because especially with people that you know, because they can help you if you are struggling a bit.
Right.
But also, as an organization or a business, there are several benefits to doing this. So let's talk about them individually, Tanya. So first one, and these are in no particular order, really, but it's just some things that we've come up with. It really does help strengthen your company culture if you do this together and you allow your team, your employees, whatever agents, whatever you're working with, whomever you're working with, to dream and dream as a group.
Mm-hmm. And culture, as we've talked about in several different podcasts, is developed in a company when there's a vision and it's shared.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, how do you want to feel when you go to work? How do you, as you know, the leader, the owner, how do you want your agents to feel? How do you want your employees to feel when they come here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them to feel inspired and protected and that they're a team player and that they're not the outcast? And, you know, to develop a team properly, you've got to build that culture. And so it strengthens that if everyone has a buy-in to this vision casting as a group of whatever your company goals are. And maybe you're divided into several different teams, so you might have several different vision boards, but creating it together can just help build that culture.
Right. And you kind of hit on then the second one was get a buy-in from everyone in the group.
Right.
About 3 or 4 years ago, we created, I have a huge cork board. It's probably a 3 by 5 foot hanging in my training room. And everyone came up with words and phrases and found some pictures. So it was a group effort. So if you've got the ability within your facility that you can do something like that and just do one great big one where everybody can contribute.
Yeah, I love that idea.
That would be just a visual. Every time they walk in the training room, it's right there for them to see and look at. And no, and it just kind of drives home that company culture again, I think.
Well, which leads into number three, which is your team feels valued.
Right.
So if you ask everybody to contribute and you don't take no for an answer, so you have 25 people on your team and you say, I need a word or phrase of what you see, what is your vision of 25? Find it in a magazine, write it on a piece of paper, print it offline, whatever it is, then it gives that person a value when they look and see their statement up there.
I contributed. Yes.
Exactly.
They can see that they contributed.
Everyone did. Yes.
And it gives them clear and defined goals. If you if you go through this exercise and everyone in the room agrees, this is what we dream about for our company, mm-hmm. for our organization in 2025, then you've got those goals set up in front of you. You mm-hmm. don't have to, you know, redo anything or rework anything. It's right there. It's visual and it's in front of them. If you put it somewhere where they can see it daily.
Well, and they're going to see it every day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, not that you're doing a training every day, but your training space, company's room that they do their training in.
Break room, that, maybe.
Exactly. Maybe a break room that everybody comes and gets.
Common area.
Yeah, gets their lunch or out of the fridge, or everybody visits throughout the week. It could even be bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I put some sort of holder on the door of my bathrooms mm-hmm. that we can change out different tasks to remind agents of what they should be doing in their business.
Okay.
Or it could be a calendar of upcoming events or, mm-hmm. you know, so there's lots of places you could put this that everybody's going to visit.
Right.
Repetitively.
Right. Right. So we've covered number five, which is keep it in front of them every day.
We have.
You know, it can also be a coaching tool. So if you're going through the year and you're having, you know, someone is struggling or they're not really pulling their weight, you can bring them back to the vision board and mm-hmm. say, you know, this was your word, or mm-hmm. this is what we agreed on as a team.
Right.
And you were part of that meeting. And it could just be a coaching moment if you need to do that with someone on your team.
Absolutely. Helps everybody remember what the goals are, what they were. Yes.
Yeah.
And then once you've met certain goals, now this could be quarterly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And oftentimes, I'm sure it is, or mm-hmm. even sooner for some mm-hmm. types of companies and organizations out there, that you need to revisit that vision mm-hmm. very often to make sure you're on task with whatever is going on in your company.
Right.
And it's important. I always feel like it's important that you celebrate those things together.
Very much.
You congratulate people mm-hmm. when they have completed mm-hmm. tasks or won an account, or, you know, if we don't get that pat on the back and maybe that recognition mm-hmm. that we deserve, it often doesn't feel as big, or doesn't, maybe it's not received as well when you get a, hey, thanks, and a, you know, punch in the arm versus there's an email that goes out to everybody. So mm-hmm. in this vision casting for a company, you want to make sure that you are celebrating those wins together.
I think it's a piece that a lot of organizations miss. Making a big deal out of what you've accomplished, celebrating the wins, it's critically important. We all want to get these other steps right. Mm-hmm. We're so focused on, okay, these were the goals. Let's check off the list. Let's do, you know, just don't forget to celebrate those wins. As you were talking, Tanya, I was reminded, I was at SRC for an event not too long ago, and we got a tour of the facility. And at each, you know, SRC is manufacturing, so mm-hmm. each team, I guess you would say, has a different task. Like one builds one piece and then another, you know, is remanufacturing another piece. Mm-hmm. But at each like team area, there was I don't think it was a chalkboard. I think it was just a board, and it had a list of things that they wanted to accomplish for mm-hmm. that week.
Oh, wow.
And so that's everybody awesome. Had to pull their weight for that week. You know, we've got to make 2,000 widgets this week or
right.
whatever it is. And then they could, you know, celebrate the wins. And they talked about that as well, as celebrating when their board was cleared off and they checked all their goals. So,
yeah. Well, I want to make sure and mention this, because to me, this is a huge reminder that this becomes a source of daily encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And positive reinforcement has positive neuropsychological effects. It can help boost moods, it can fight depression, and it promotes emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't do all of this only because it's fun and it drives us. Mm-hmm. For you and I, this is our driving vision board for the next year, right? Mm-hmm. We look at it often, it inspires us daily, mm-hmm. and we check things off or pull things off as we accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what we don't see is the depression we might be fighting,
mm-hmm.
the positive effects that it gives us emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, if you are a person that you don't really see the need to make a plan or make a vision for the future or dream a little, give this just a little bit of thought, because it really can improve your mood, and give you positivity first thing in the morning when you go to your closet to get dressed. Oh yeah, there's a picture of my family or me and my spouse on vacation or whatever that is that inspires you. So I want people to realize that it's not just because we enjoy doing this. Mm-hmm. It really has benefits and long-term effects.
Multiple benefits.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. For sure. So, you know, as we start to kind of wrap up here, we want to be sure that we are making the point that it's important to do this individually, but also important to do this as a team. Mm-hmm. For your organization, for right. your group. And Tanya, do you want to mention the difference between dreams and vision and mission?
Yes.
As we start to kind of talk about this as a group type of project?
Yeah. So we're hopeful that there will be some benefit to not only listening to this podcast, but also employing us to maybe help you teach this to your team members. And if you've never done something like this in your organization, we can help you with that. Mm-hmm. So let's just go over the difference between dreams, vision, and mission. Because if you are a team leader or an owner and you're sitting down with your team to talk about next year and to lay out inspiration, it's important that you separate all of those. So a mission, your mission statement, that's the heartbeat of your company. Tells the marketplace who you are and what you exist to do. So what you're selling, what you're manufacturing.
Sort of an outward picture to
that's
the
right.
general public.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's your mission.
That's
your vision is your ability to see what you hope for and your ability to create a path to bring what you see to life. So visions and dreams are alike in that they're all about what's possible. And then the difference with dreams are fuzzy thoughts about what could be. So the vision is actually laying a path, right? It's
right.
making a path mm-hmm. to actually creating that task.
Right.
The dream is the lofty, you know, daydream that you sit and you have, oh my gosh, what if we could do this mm-hmm. with this company? What if we could go to those heights and
yeah.
so forth?
Yeah. Yeah. So dreams... thinking big, vision is a step-by-step process of how to get there. And then
yep,
your
right.
vision or mission is what the public sees. So I think of vision
right.
as internal and mission as
yes,
external.
Because you're actually working with the vision.
Right.
The mission is what people see your organization as, what your purpose is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There
yeah.
you go.
Agree.
So as Tanya said, in 2025, we are happy to help. We would like to expand our offerings, if you will, from the Simply Authentic podcast into some workshop opportunities.
Right.
And we'd be happy to lead your group through vision casting. Not that you as the leader couldn't do this. And we have a specific example when we were with the Greater Springfield Board of Realtors, when we were going up in leadership at GSBOR, we had done... strat planning is what we called it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd had some strat planning in the past, but it was something that was written out on, you know, white paper and stuck in somebody's drawer, and mm-hmm. who knew what it was, you know, 3 years removed. When we hired someone to come in, he took the load off of the leaders mm-hmm. at the time to really try to bring everyone together, everyone around the table, no matter what role they were serving in, and get us to think bigger mm-hmm. than and get outside of Springfield, Missouri. And that was really critical to us at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that we invested the time and the money into doing that to get a third party in to give us a different perspective, because sometimes you need that.
Mm-hmm.
The other benefit of that is, as the leader, if you can sit in the back of the room and let others take charge of that and really get their thoughts flowing, again, it goes back to company culture. It gives them the opportunity to feel that they are valued and their ideas are welcomed. And probably the hardest part for any leader would be to be able to sit in the back of the room and not say anything.
For
right?
sure. Absolutely.
But that's kind of the yeah. goal and part of the process. If you are willing to do that and trust us enough to do that, we'd love to have the opportunity to work with your teams in yeah. 2025.
Yep. Help them create your vision for 25. Yeah. So the last thing we want to mention is that we are going to have a fun workshop that we're going to invite our friends to. And by our friends, we mean you. So this is an invite that if you would like to join us for a vision casting and vision board making evening after work one night, we're going to do it on January 9th at 5 p.m. We will disclose the location whenever you RSVP to us. So if you listen to this and you're interested in getting together with some really fun gals, then please, just after you've listened to this episode, if you know how to get a hold of us, you can message us on Instagram or Facebook. If you have our cell phone numbers, obviously you can get a hold of us that way, and we'll put you on the list and make sure you get an invitation.
We're looking forward to that.
Yes.
2025 is going to be a great year.
It is.
And we hope you were able to pick up some tips from this. If you know someone who also could benefit from this, please share it with them.
Absolutely. So thank you to Gershman Mortgage for helping us record today. And we wish you a really exciting, happy 2025.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Authentic Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Be sure to listen to us on your favorite podcasting app.